Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and today's conversation is with Rear Admiral Thomas McGinnis, Chief of the Pharmaceutical Operations Directorate within TRICARE. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Terry Ergens. Admiral, you have as part of your mission improving patient outcomes and enhancing the TRICARE benefit through research and education. To that end, what is the DoD Pharmacy Outcomes Research Team, or DoD PORT?
The Pharmacy Outcomes Research Team was established in January 2008 to plan, perform support, and publish research on outcomes of drug therapy in the military health system, and to conduct research to support and assess the outcomes of formulary management decisions on Department of Defense beneficiaries. The PORT completes the formulary management cycle of the Pharmacoeconomic Center evaluating medications for formulary addition, the Pharmacy Operations Center for implementing the changes to the formulary, and the PORT assessment of outcomes to help the Pharmacoeconomic Center as they reevaluate medications or use the formulary management tools. The PORT has recently published two articles in peer-reviewed journals. One article focused on trends in DoD medication spending, and the second article assessed the growth of lipid-lowering medication usage among beneficiaries between 2002 and 2006. The PORT is currently finishing up studies on several topics, including an evaluation of the DoD fentanyl patch safety program and an evaluation of a low-cost, patient-centric intervention in our polypharmacy patient population.
Admiral, would you tell us more about the Pharmacy Data Transaction Service, or PDTS? How has it ensured patient safety, specifically identifying potential drug-drug interactions? And to what extent does this system enable DoD to conduct outcome studies and research projects?
The Pharmacy Data Transaction Service, or PDTS, is a centralized data repository that collects prescription information from all three points of service: the military treatment facilities, the TRICARE retail pharmacies, and the mail order pharmacy. This creates a comprehensive, longitudinal medication record that can be reviewed by military treatment facility providers for all DoD beneficiaries. Also, PDTS medication profiles reduce patient exposure to safety risks that are present in a non-integrated pharmacy system by conducting prospective drug utilization reviews on each new and refilled prescription against the beneficiary's complete drug profile. The PDTS system has many applications when it comes to conducting research and outcome studies. Because PDTS captures claims from all three points of service, retail, mail, and military treatment facilities, and our benefit is such low cost to our beneficiaries, we capture the vast majority of all prescriptions filled by our beneficiaries. We are able to take this data and estimate compliance rates with prescribed medications and examine polypharmacy issues that lead to drug safety concerns, just to name a couple. We also use this data combined with medical claims data to measure surrogate markers of patient outcomes. Examples of surrogate markers are emergency department visits, hospitalizations, ICD-9 codes for new disease states, and laboratory results, such as A1Cs in our diabetic patients, LDLs and HDLs in our high cholesterol patients.
Admiral, would you tell us more about your partnerships with other federal agencies such as the Food and Drug Administration in tracking the safety of drugs, biologicals, and medical devices? And how does the Sentinel program factor into this effort?
Over the last couple years, we've developed a stronger relationship with the Food and Drug Administration. That's the agency that I spent 25 years at before coming over to the Department of Defense. We've also been working with the Veterans Administration very closely when it comes to partnering on drug safety issues. We receive safety information from the FDA on drug and product warnings prior to their public release. We also have a number of our staff that is on the Drug Safety Oversight Board that FDA has convened and meets monthly to review current safety concerns and methods of measuring these concerns. We have also been able to supply de-identified summary analysis from our rich database on topics of safety interest to the FDA. Receiving these analyses from such a large population has given the FDA much more insight into post-marketing medication outcomes than they have ever had before from their voluntary drug safety reporting system. This is the whole idea behind the Sentinel program, and we are happy to be on the ground floor of this national effort. DoD is a partner, along with the VA, in their Sentinel reporting program.
Admiral, how far along is the Sentinel program? Is it recent, or is it something that's unfolding right now as we speak?
The Sentinel program is unfolding right now as we speak. It began just over a year ago, where FDA has asked some of the major insurance companies, the Department of Defense, and the VA to partner with them. When they see a signal of a possible adverse drug event on a new medication generally that's on the market that didn't come up in a clinical trial, they ask the large insurance companies, DoD, VA, to look at our database to see if we see any similar adverse events and then to report that back to the FDA so they have enough data to go and look for what is the cause of this possible adverse reaction. Is it drug related? Is it related to something else?
Now, the database, is that the PDTS or is that multiple databases?
What we do is use the pharmacy data transaction service and marry that up with the medical claims data so we see what the disease state is that is being treated with this medication. We also use PDTS to see what concomitant medications these patients are on, to see if there's a drug-drug interaction that's happening here, a drug-food interaction, a drug-disease state interaction.
What is the prescription medication analysis and reporting tool, and how is it used?
The prescription medication analysis and reporting tool, or PMART, is a tool that uses data from the pharmacy data warehouse to rapidly and accurately assess the medication needs of deploying service members. And it provides numerous reports to the team's healthcare providers. PMART flags patients who are on medications that may be unsuitable for the deployment environment, such as those that require frequent monitoring, refrigeration, etc. Additionally, it flags patients that may have disease states that require additional consideration for the deployed member, such as asthma or psychiatric conditions. It also alerts to medications that are not readily available in the deployed theater. This tool has been widely adapted by all of the DoD services and has proven invaluable in preventing deployed troops from experiencing problems related to prescription medications. Additionally, this tool was refined to meet a new mission to allow case managers who are treating wounded troops that are in a transitional status, either back to service or back to civilian life, because these wounded troops have complex needs and require care from many specialists. Medication reconciliation is different, as well as medication management. The PMART provides these case managers with a comprehensive picture of the patient's medication profile, highlighting medications that may be duplicative in nature, that require frequent monitoring or special handling, safeguards, etc.
Would you tell us to what extent does the DoD current managed care support contractors receive the pharmacy data they need for disease management or case management efforts? And how important is it that they receive this data?
The managed care support contractors receive monthly feeds of the pharmacy claims data generated in their respective regions of the country. It is very important to have continuity of medical and prescription information, especially when supporting our beneficiaries with complex and/or multiple disease states.
Admiral, recently I understand that DoD awarded its next generation of TRICARE contracts. Would you tell us more about the T-Farm contract? What does this contract require? What are some of the new and innovative ways you're engaging your contractors?
The T-Farm contract combines the separate mail-order pharmacy and retail pharmacy contracts into one new contract. Express Scripts was selected to provide the T-Farm services and should provide seamless transition because it was ESI who previously held both the retail and mail-order contracts. No re-enrollment or change in fees will occur. Along with making it easier for beneficiaries, Combining the contract will save DoD money. Separate claims processing systems and separate call centers would cost the federal government more money than the new combined system will.
Admiral, I had a question regarding, as I understand it, the next generation, the T3 generation of TRICARE contracts. And I was wondering, as I understand it, there's an emphasis on wellness and disease management. Is there any type of componentry in the T-Farm contract that underscores that or supports that effort?
Yes. In the new T-Farm contract, for the first time, we had a specialty pharmacy component. These are medications for beneficiaries who have certain disease states. They will be able to opt into a program where a case manager will follow them and make sure they have enough medication. These are our hemophiliac-type patients, patients with severe rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis. Most of these medications are very expensive medications and have a lot of adverse events with them if they're not used properly or patients do not follow prescribed therapy properly. They can opt into this program, and a case manager, whether it be a nurse or a clinical pharmacist, will give them a call, see how they're doing, make sure they have enough medication.
What can you tell us about the Military Treatment Facility TRICARE Mail Order Pharmacy Transfer Initiative? What are the goals of the initiative?
This initiative will allow eligible beneficiaries filling prescription refills at military treatment facilities to have them electronically transferred to the mail order pharmacy currently provided by Express Scripts. The objective is to provide greater access to the mail order program, which will in turn reduce workload at the military treatment facilities while providing prescriptions at a point of service that is more cost effective than the retail pharmacy network. Military treatment facilities will work with Express Scripts to establish a list of medications eligible for electronic transfer. All prescription information, including patient identification, drug name, strength, quantity, physician information, instructions on taking the medication, and mailing information, will be sent through a secure electronic connection directly to Express Scripts for filling and mailing to a patient. This transfer can be accomplished either at the pharmacy window or through the automated refill request system at the discretion of the patient. Patient eligibility as well as mailing address information will be verified prior to the transfer of the prescription. Patients electing to transfer prescriptions to the mail order pharmacy will be responsible for all applicable copays established under the TRICARE pharmacy program. This new program will make it easy for the beneficiaries to have home delivery of their medications instead of having to travel to the military treatment facility to pick up their refills.
Admiral, how far along is this initiative? Has it been rolled out?
We are piloting the initiative right now at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Once the bugs are out of the system and it's up and running and we feel comfortable that it's ready to roll out, beginning in January or February of next year, we'll be offering this system to all military treatment facilities in the country.
Terrific convenience. What does the future hold for DoD's pharmacy benefit? We will ask Rear Admiral Thomas McGinnis, Chief of the Pharmaceutical Operations Directorate within TRICARE, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour. This is the Center This Week, highlighting the latest trends and best practices for improving government effectiveness. Brought to you by the IBM Center for the Business of Government. I'm Michael Keegan, Managing Editor of the Business of Government magazine. The Center This Week is our opportunity to inform and, most importantly, to invite you, our listeners, to use the IBM Center for the Business of Government as your resource, a how-to resource for improving government effectiveness at the state, local, and federal level. First up, transitions. Almost 2 years ago, the IBM Center for the Business of Government launched its Presidential Transition Initiative, bringing together leading public management thinkers to share insights and reflections on management challenges facing the new administration. As part of our effort, we also launched our Presidential Transition blog. On the heels of this success, we are now introducing our new blog, BizGov, which focuses on broader themes related to the management challenges of implementing the president's agenda and the governance issues facing public sector leaders. In the coming weeks, we will be adding other bloggers, but for now, bookmark our new landing page, bizgov.wordpress.com, and start reading today. Finally, thanks to many of our readers and contributors who made our Presidential Transition blog a success. Along with our Presidential Transition blog, we produce two comprehensive guides providing insiders' advice on how to govern and get things done in Washington. Getting It Done, a Guide for Government Executives, and the Operator's Manual for the New Administration are must-reads for all new agency leaders. These books together lay out key insights on how to govern. The guides detail the biggest challenges facing the Obama administration and provide insights on how to avoid the pitfalls. To learn more about these new books and all of the Center's resources on the presidential transition, go to businessofgovernment.org or order these books directly at romanandlittlefield.com. More information on this and other Center resources is available at businessofgovernment.org. There you will find how the business of government is not business as usual. For the IBM Center for the Business of Government, I'm Michael Keegan, and this has been The Center This Week.